Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Certified consulting hypnotist Sean Mozell, who has worked with folks at Northwestern. He's helped thousands of people with sleep issues, smoking problems. He's taught in dozens of schools around the country, and we always like chatting with him. How you doing, Sean?
I'm a lucky guy, Bob. I'm well, thanks.
I know, you're always positive. That's what we like about you. During the pandemic, have you been treating people for lots of anxiety issues, and how have you been dealing with that?
Every day. We teach people how to think different. I mean, what you think is what's going on in your life, and in fact, we are what we think. All that we are arises with our thoughts. With our thoughts, we make our world, and that was from Buddha. So there's nothing new here, but science has proven by thinking that's what's programming your two nervous systems. And so watch the groups of words you're dwelling on.
And you are a big believer in the moments before you go to sleep and the first moments you wake up being very important. Talk about that.
Well, those are super important. Excuse me. You see, as you fall asleep, what you think, what you feel in your belly, without your blessing or your knowledge, ferments all night long in that subconscious. And if it's in the subconscious, it's going to be organized and orchestrated. It's going to be in your life within 3 weeks. And that first 17 seconds, what you say, that's the part of the brain that controls the limbic part of the brain. That's the part of the brain that controls how you feel physically and emotionally, mentally. And what you say the first 17 seconds is equivalent to a 60,000 thought period. That's 24 hours. So how about I am? Well, I am every day in every way getting a little tiny bit better and better and better. You've got to be a thought warrior as you're falling asleep. I suggest you think of three things you're super appreciative of. And in the morning, do it again. You've got to watch your thoughts at those times because that's when your brain is most programmable because of the slight daydream state coming in and coming out of sleep.
And you, I know, have talked about this. That's quite a computer we all have in our heads, isn't it?
It's equivalent to a 60-story high-rise. And the part that thinks is the laptop. So if you can control that laptop thinking consciousness, it will reprogram instantly via your thoughts the computer the size of the John Hancock Building. Think of that. It programs 400 billion megabytes a second. Wow.
Yeah, wow is right. We're hearing a lot about depression now during the pandemic. How are you treating people?
Well, what happens, see, is once you're stressed out for a prolonged period, it only takes a couple, 3-4 weeks. And it's nobody's fault because they cannot feel the moment-to-moment stress in the brain. You see, every thought has a current, or it's being called now a vibration. And your brain cannot feel the moment-to-moment current or vibration. What the brain feels is accumulation. And once the accumulation or the cortisol builds up for a couple, 3 weeks, your brain filter shifts and it looks then for what is wrong and what you got to fix and what's not right. But by paying attention to the words you dwell on and doing your 1 or 2 or 3 minute mini relaxations, you're bringing the brain back to set point, homeostasis, baseline, it's now called. And a phenomenal study out of Harvard, I think it was, 2 minutes a day of thinking about what you are appreciative of. Three things, 40 seconds per. 2 minutes a day of appreciation thoughts and feelings is enough in 3 weeks to rewire your brain so that your brain will be able to handle what cards you dealt. How about that? 2 minutes a day is all it takes to rewire your brain to be more optimistic.
Yeah, it doesn't take much. Sean Mozell owns the Stop Smoking Center and the Wilmette Hypnosis Center and Spinal Touch Clinic. He's a member of the National Guild of Hypnotists. He's trained thousands of people on meditation and self-hypnosis, stress reduction, mental relaxation. He's dealt with pain management. And now, when people think of hypnotists, we still have the image of the guy in the carnival with the stopwatch in front of us. Can you hypnotize anybody? And when they have problems with sleep or problems with smoking, can you help everybody, Sean?
We help about 90% of people. Remember, anyone with a normal third-grade mentality is hypnotizable. You do that when you fall asleep, when you wake up, when you're daydreaming, when you're reading a good book, when you're enthralled in a movie, when you're sitting there looking at something beautiful, or when you're playing music, or when you're listening to music. Hypnosis is a focused, relaxed state. My granny would call it prayer. It's called mindfulness, self-hypnosis, meditation. It's a focused, relaxed state. That's all it is. But by going in that state, you get to bypass the critical thinking and rewire your brain and reprogram that subconscious. It's a very simple, simple work. No offense to me and my fellow hypnotists, but it's very, very simple.
And I don't know if you've ever heard our Moment of Zen here, but we've tried to occasionally just play a minute of relaxing sounds, sometimes music, and we don't speak, and we ask people to just kind of focus on the sounds around them, try to clear their minds. Is there anything else that I should be saying before I play the Moment of Zen to make people, to give people some benefit from this?
Yes, once again, the wonderful belly breathing. Just press your belly out for the count of four, hold it for a few seconds, and exhale. And do that two or three times. That's the part of the belly that communicates with the brain. And by doing blowing the belly out, you're going to produce chemicals instantly of well-being. And by blowing that low belly out and holding it and exhaling, you're also producing anti-inflammatory, anti-pain chemicals. So it's actually a phenomenal thing to do, Bob. I've heard a few of them, and I'm so glad you're doing that. A minute of focused relaxation is enough to center the brain and produce chemicals of well-being. Good job, Bob.
What should people be thinking about as they hear this Moment of Zen? And we'll play it here in a second, but what should people try to do to enhance their experience?
Well, this is easy. Focus on the sounds. And when you have a thought going through your mind, if you have a body sensation or noises in your environment, just bring it right back to the sound. And that focus, remember, is what's going to balance the brain. So focus on the sounds.
What about all those things that we're thinking about that we have to get done today?
Give yourself permission to rest for a minute to two, focus on the sounds, and you'll be a better problem solver. Great, greatly better.
We're going to do that now. Sean Mozell, it's always fun talking to you, Sean. Have a healthy day. Okay.
Thank you.
And here we go with our Moment of Zen. Meditation on the Nines. Did that work for you? Hope so. Sorry, but we have to bring you back to reality now with the facts of the day.